There came an April when something seemed to be wrong with Grandmother. She still knitted stockings and mended garments, peeled potatoes for the stew, and sliced apples for drying, but somehow she wasn't happy. For Grandmother to be unhappy was all wrong. It wouldn't do at all. Her eyes, that had been so sharp and bright, now quite frequently held tears, and there was a woebegone look on her deeply wrinkled face. It was one evening at the supper table that she asked suddenly,
"Hugo, do you think Naples is still there?"
"Still where, Grandmother?"
"By the sea."
"Yes, of course. Why wouldn't it be?"
"I dream about the sea,"
said Grandmother. It was at breakfast the next morning that she asked,
"Margarita, you don't think, do you, that Mount Vesuvius is gone?"
"Gone where, Grandmother?"
"Well," said Grandmother dreamily, "gone away."
"Grandmother," put in Mario, laughing, "to be sure it is still there. And the Bay of Naples is still there, and all of Italy and Sicily, too."